KO4RSN, KO4RSN, listening.
KO4RSN, KF4NXY, David.
Good afternoon, David. This is Andrew here. Was it KN4NXY, or did I just get that all wrong? I'm one of the people, you tell me your name for the first time, it shreds in my mind right away, so I got to hear it a few times.
Well, I'm one of the many Davids that talk on here. It's Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee.
All right, so I was almost all the way there. Well, how you doing this afternoon? I just left work, heading out of Simpsonville back towards Anderson direction, and this is about the only side of my commute that I can really get into this repeater good, so I try and once I get over this way.
It can be difficult getting into a machine if, you know, there's buildings between you and it or a small mountain or whatever. Sometimes it can be a little frustrating out in the mobile trying to get into one.
Yeah, I went through my repeater list a while back when I got programmed in the radio and tried to figure out, because when I go in the repeater book, a lot of them are labeled a certain way, and usually by their location, and then I find out that's not their location, because I got this one doesn't always come in the best, but then I got another one in here that says it's a Caesar's Head repeater. It's a 2 meter, it's 145 something, I can't remember the last three, but man, it comes in like it's right on top of my house.
There's a few of them up on Caesar's Head, and I guess depending on what side the mountain they're on and what side the mountain you're on is just how where you're going to get into them. I'm 30-something miles south of Greenville, so I'm a fair distance from Caesar's Head, but I've got a good outside antenna, and it's a small beam, and I've got it pointed at the machine, so I get into it pretty good.
This radio is ICOM 5100. My radio at the house is ICOM 2730. And I got it on a little 30-foot antenna at the house, and I can talk on this repeater no problem from the house, and I'm, I think, 46 miles from it. And it's by the crow flying, so it does just fine when I'm fixed like that. And even in my car, if I'm sitting still, it's only when I start driving that I get that picket fencing. So I think I'm just teetering on the edge with this mobile.
Down here, when I'm out in the mobile in this area down here, it's kind of hit and miss, you know, with my mobile getting into the repeater, unless I'm kind of heading toward Greenville, and I've got the antenna on the back of the car, and I'm kind of pointing the signal toward Greenville, then I get into it fairly well, but if I'm on Highway 25 heading away from Greenville, then I don't get into it as well.
I'm kind of getting close to that area. I'm on the connector, about to be coming up on 25 here shortly. And like I say, I'm usually good until about the time I hit Powdersville. Once I hit 85 south on Powdersville, it'll start dropping out.
Doing good right now. Well, I'm going to get back to this cup of coffee I was indulging in, and just heard you out there. Thought I'd answer you while you were out mobile. Have a good afternoon, and be careful on the wheels, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
Back to enjoying that, and I definitely appreciate you hollering back at me. I try and get on here. Sometimes don't get an answer all the time, but always glad when I can. But until I catch you next time, KO4 RSN, I'll be clear for now.